Proverbs chapter 2, and we'll be starting in verse 1. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to death, to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous, for the upright will live in the land and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this morning.
Okay, we're blessed to have Ricky and Joy Orius with us once again. They've been here for many times over the years. And we met them several years ago as he shared his ministry to the Jewish people as a real burden to reach the Jews with the gospel. There's a connection, and he may share some of this with you when he comes to preach. There's a connection between the Philippines and the Israel and the Jewish people. They were very helpful and, toward all the Jews who were persecuted there during World War II, I guess. And the Philippines, I didn't know this, but the Philippines were quite helpful in rescuing many of them and having a place for them to go. So the Lord has continued that desire to reach the Jewish people with the gospel, just as the Apostle Paul mentioned, as he himself was a Jew and had a real burden for his people. Even though they were so difficult to reach. And so we're glad for Ricky because, he's never met a stranger. I mean, he can talk to anybody, anywhere. And I envy him, because I'm shy, I'm an introvert, but he's an extrovert with a capital E. And so he has a very good way of reaching them. And so he has reached not only Jewish people, but also many others who are now attending his church. Kind of like our church, people from all over the world, ethnic origin. And I'm actually from Africa, even though I don't look it. But I spent many years in Kenya, and I just felt like Kenya was my country. And when I went to college, I put down, where's your home country? I said, Kenya. So that was very interesting. But so we have a wonderful harmony here in the Lord. As the song says, no matter where you're from, whatever your ethnic origin is from, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And so what a blessing to know that. So I'm going to ask Ricky to come and preach and give a report. And even if you want to recap your testimony, because he and Joy gave their testimonies during Sunday school, but most of you were not here to hear it. So you really missed out. So maybe Ricky can do a quick overview or summary of that for those of you who weren't able to hear that. So Ricky, why don't you come and preach what God's laid on your heart?
So we are live all over the world. So again, I'm a missionary church planter. I'm Ricky Orias. I got saved 1982. I came from from a broken family, because when I was 12 years old or 14, my parents got separated. But God is good, God has had mercy, and the Lord sent a preacher to me. That's why 1982, when I accept Him as my Lord and personal Savior. Of course, I repent my sin, and the Lord saved me. Then 1984, when I surrender my life for a full-time ministry, I enroll in a Bible college. The Lord called me to preach. So that's why I need to undergo in the training. And 1987, that is my first pastoring. I was 25 years old. So please don't ask my age now, okay? So from 1987 up until now, I've been preaching the Word of God because we believe this is the power to change lives. So in the Philippines, one of my ministry is church planting. By God's grace, the Lord used us to plant a church for four local church. And until now, this local church is still using by the Lord. And the last church that we plant is in Cavite, one of the province in the Philippines. And it was 2002. And of course, we continue sharing the gospel. And 2009, when the Lord impressed me to be a missionary to foreign. And one of the challenges that I received is the most neglected mission program is Jewish program. One of the missionary from the United States came over to our country and share about Jewish evangelism. Of course, we need also to share the gospel to all nations. But of course, the unreached group, one of the unreached group is Jewish people. But because he explained that the gospel first is preached to the Jewish people, the reason why the gospel came to the Gentile because the Jewish people rejected the gospel and the gospel turned to the Gentile people. If you are not Jewish, you are belong to the Gentile because there are only two classification people throughout the world, the Jews and the Gentiles. Even you are American, Canadian, Filipino, Germans, or Indians, if you are not a Jewish, we are a Gentiles, okay? Jews and Gentiles. So we commit ourselves to be a missionary. So that's why the Lord bring us in Tennessee to attend the training, how to reach out Jewish people. And not only that, we learned that the Filipino people has a big connection with the Jewish people because it was 1948 when the United Nations vote to be a nation of Israel, to become a nation, but it's a tie. Our former prime minister vote and he break the tie. That's why the Israel become a nation in 1948, and that's the history. And not only that, one of the history why we have a strong connection with the Jewish people, in the time of Holocaust, all nations closed their borders, even Canada, U.S., and our Philippines opened for our country to save 1,200 Jewish people in our country. And very clear in the Bible, anyone who bless them, God will bless thee. I will bless them that bless thee. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. That's the reason why our country was blessed. Because our blessing is not material, but our blessing is the freedom of the gospel. If you will notice, wherever you go, any local church, there is always Filipino. There is always Filipino in every local church. So, but anyway, 2018. Okay, I will shortcut the testimony. When I when we first arrived here in Canada, but not here in Toronto or Montreal, but in Saskatoon, the coldest place in Canada. That's why we, as a Filipino, we experienced minus 50. Could you imagine? Minus 50 wind chill, okay? So we stayed there for many years, 2 years. And then until the Lord bring us here in Toronto, because majority of the Jewish people is in Toronto. So, of course, one of the strategy in order to reach out Jewish people is to reach out first the nanny and the nurses. Because the nanny, what is nannies? Nannies is the one who work with the Jewish people. They work with the Jewish employer. And there are lots of Filipino nanny and Filipino nurses. So I reach out the nannies and the nurses. I share how to reach out or share the gospel to your employer with the simplest share. And then to make the long story short, some of the Jewish people recognize Yeshua as their Messiah. And there is a case. One nanny, she shared to me that one Jewish, he wants to apply in MAED. You know MAED here in Canada? Medical Assistant in Death. He wants to apply euthanasia or MAED, but I told her to share the gospel so that she will not volunteer. And she shared the gospel. She shared about life. She shared about heaven. She shared about Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And the good news, this old Jewish lady, supposedly she want to apply Ma'ed, she never applied and she received Jesus Christ. And she died naturally. So that is our ministry in Toronto. Of course, I'm a church planter. We start the Bible study only in a house. And now by God's grace, last 2023, we started our congregation in a karate gym. And then after karate gym, the Lord gave me the privilege to use a 100-year-old building owned by United Church of Canada, because supposedly the church will close because no one will use that. But they called our attention. That's why last July until now, we are using that building. Is that amen? That's why as a believers, we need to be joyful, because we believe the greatest problem of the world, not only Canada, is the lostness of the soul. And as a believer, it's our responsibility to share the gospel not only to the Jews, but all nations. That's why we have our attender. We have Jamaican, Chinese, Filipino, of course, Canadian. And of course, we have one family, Jewish family. So, praise the Lord. And that's why our prayer is more conversion here in Canada. More revival, more transformation, because there are lots of local church now, there are lots of believers, there are believers, but they are not attending church. We call that unchurched believers. There are two kind of people we need to reach out, the unchurched and the unsaved. And there are lots of believers, they professing they are believers, but they never attend church. Or local church like this. That's why I encourage you, brethren, to keep on attending church, to keep on supporting the local church, because this is not Pastor Steve ministry. This is God's ministry. And we are all children of God. And life is short, death is sure, and our duty is to support and share the word of God. So that is my short testimony. Amen. And I hope you will continue to pray for us. By pray for us. By the way, this coming Last Sunday, January 26, is our second year as a church. So we just only doing that by faith and by grace only. If you will visit Toronto, just let me know. We will bring you and we will bodyguard you, okay? So again, thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Ma'am. By the way, I want to introduce my wife, Miss Joy, Sister Joy, and my daughter, Renzi. And by the way, the Lord give us 5 children, 2 boys, 3 girls. My eldest son is a pastor now in the Philippines. My second son is a preacher in Dubai. Of course, my 3 daughters, they're not preacher, okay? So they are helping ministry. Renzi playing piano, and 2 daughters are, of course, they are using by the Lord, by God's grace. So that's why when I saw these kids, I told them one day they will become a missionaries, okay? So, amen. So, by the way, after the service, after, of course, we will remain some fellowship, but we will go straight to Toronto because it's very slippery now and there is a lot of snow. That's why, you know, I'm not a Canadian driver. I'm a Filipino driver. That's why, so that's why please pray for our travel back to Toronto, okay? So please stand up, open your Bible in the book of Ephesians. Thank you again, Pastor Steve. And I consider Pastor Steve not only a co-worker, but a friend in the ministry. So thank you. And I thank God for his life and his wife. I really appreciate their sacrifices for the ministry. Okay? So open your Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. By the way, I preach this message in our church, a series of messages. And when we study this book or this passage, there are lots of blessings. And that's why our lesson, our topic today is about spiritual blessings. Okay, let's open our Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. I will read it. Verse 1 to verse 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice here, no? There are lots of blessing here. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. King of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before in love. And last verse, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. You know, the good news here, beloved in the Lord, before the foundation of the world, God chosen us. Wow. Is that amen? Praise the Lord. Before the creation, God has already, God, we are already in the mind of God. Before the foundation of the Lord, or foundation of the world, God really chosen us. That's why every one of us are special in the eyes of God. So let's bow our heads and let us pray. Our Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, thank you, Lord, for the spiritual blessings we receive. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this local church. Continue to bless Pastor Steve and his wife and all the people of God here. Lord, continue to bless us. Lord, continue to convict us. Let the Holy Spirit challenge us and convict us. because we believe your word is very powerful. Bless your word, bless your servant, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as I share your word. This is all our prayer in the name of our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Please be seated. You know, it's very encouraging word here in verse 4 that before the foundation of the world, God chosen us. We are not first pickup. We are not second pickup. We are all first pickup. You know, I remember the time when I was young, ages 12, 13, 14, I joined in a basketball team. So we practice, we have a uniform. I'm so excited. So the first game, my coach, I'm waiting that I was the first 5. But later I know I'm not the first 5. I'm the water boy, okay? Yeah, beloved in the Lord, it is good thing that God chosen us before the foundation of the world. It means God has a ready plan for us. Before we born, God has already a perfect divine plan for each and every one of us. But beloved in the Lord, we need to understand that not only that, God gave us different kinds of blessings. And here in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. It's plural, spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Before we will give attention to these verses, let us review what are the different kinds of blessings that we receive every day. Of course, number one, material and physical blessings. If you have, you sleep well, you have a good body, you have budget for rent, for everything, and that is material and physical blessings, and that is blessing. Amen? In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, behold, I will bring its health and cure, and will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. If we pass 2024 and we embrace 2025, we have no illness, we are physically good, and that is blessing from the Lord. Do you believe there are lots of people that are still in ICU since 2024 until now? Do you believe that they're still in the hospital from 2024 until now? But praise God, we are here worshiping the Lord. Amen? We can able to drive, we can able to walk, we can able to eat, and that is physical blessing. And you have also material blessing. You can swipe your card. You can pay your bills. You know, Toronto, very expensive. We just only renting an apartment. It's very expensive. But praise the Lord, every time, monthly, God provides our payment for apartment. Amen? We can still put a gas in our car. And that is a blessing. Sometimes we forget that blessing. And remember, beloved in the Lord, there are lots of homeless people here in Canada. They have no house. They have no shelter. They have no food. But praise the Lord, we're still eating. We have still food in our table. Amen? And don't forget to thank God for material and physical blessing. 3 John verse 1 and 2, beloved, I wish above all things that are may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So beloved in the Lord, material blessing include food, shelter, clothing, possession, everything God provides. Because why? Because before the foundation of the Lord, God chosen us. He will provide everything. So don't worry. God will provide. Amen. James 1:17, every good give and every perfect give is from above and cometh down to from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So it is not good if you are a believer, always complain. Just always say, thank you Lord for this blessing. Praise God, we can able to pass 2024 and now we are now with 2025. February 19, 2025. Amen? But we don't know about tomorrow. The only thing we know, God holds our tomorrow and future. That's why, beloved in the Lord, just keep on. Always be excited. Always smile. Please smile with your seatmate. Amen? Say to your seatmate, you are blessed by the Lord. Amen? We are blessed by God. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, that He may establish covenant which He sware unto the fathers at it is this day. You know, beloved in the Lord, that is a blessing. Second blessing, relational blessings. If you have your wife, your husband, your children, you have no trouble, that is a blessing. That is relational blessing. Many husband and wife, before the end of the year, they are separated. Praise the Lord, you can smile to your wife. Amen? Praise the Lord, husband, you can smile to your wife. And praise the Lord, my wife, Miss Joy, she always helping our, she always assisted me in the ministry. Relational blessing. If you have your good relationship with your children, with your family. You know, I'm only alone. I have no brother and sister. Maybe when my mother gave me birth, when I saw my face, okay. My mother said to my daddy, okay, let's stop. You know, beloved in the Lord, if you have your relatives, you have... That's why we came here, because the sister of Sister Joy's birthday also. So she invited us, but I told her I will not come if Pastor C will not allow me to preach, because I want to come with the purpose. That's why I texted him first. Pastor, our plan is to visit Montreal because they're inviting us. And Pastor said, yeah, you can preach. And I said to my, okay, we will go to Montreal. Because I will not go here without a purpose. Because we have a church there. So we traveled Thursday night because very slippery. We arrived 1 a.m. Friday. You know, beloved, in love, relational. And the good news, I can able to share the gospel to the visitors of her sister. I told them that life is a blessing. If God give you additional life, additional year, that is a blessing. Amen? But remember, listen to me. We don't know how long we will stay here in earth. Even though you stay for 100 years old, compared to eternity. Eternity is eternal. If you will stay in the earth for maybe 200 years, okay? Should not compare for eternity. Eternal. That's why enjoy while you are here. Serve the Lord. Worship the Lord. Amen? And give your life to God. Because life is short. Very short. And praise the Lord. Pastor Steve is now... Okay, just ask him, okay? You know, according to some expert in relationship, just additional tip, the three ingredients to a good relationship, of course, it is from the Bible, right communication, commitment, of course, serving God. That is the way to have a right relationship. If the family has a right communication, commitment both to God, and constant serving the Lord, then God will protect your relationship. Me and Miss Joy, we had been married for 36 years old. Oh, 30, sorry. Forgive me, okay? We have been married for 37 years by God's grace. Of course, we are not perfect husband and wife. I'm not perfect husband, but only by God's grace. Amen? Only by God's grace. So, relational blessing, it's a blessing. What other kinds of blessing? Blessing of wisdom and understanding. You can able to decision in a right way. And that is blessing from the Lord. Blessing of wisdom and understanding. James 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So beloved in the Lord, if we lack wisdom, we just only ask God, Lord, give me wisdom. Every day we need to give decision. And sometimes many decision, let us admit that there are lots of decision we make, it's a mistake decision. That's why, beloved in the Lord, we need wisdom from the Lord. God is willing to give wisdom. James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without what? Partiality and without hypocrisy. That is wisdom from above. There is peaceable, there is gentle, easy to be entreated. That's why when we pray, when the Lord called us to be a missionary or church planter, missionary here in Canada, we pray, we commit prayers for all some pastors. It's not easy to be a church planter here in Canada. But the Lord give us wisdom. That's why 2018, when the Lord approved us to come here in Toronto, in Canada, first in Saskatoon. You know, Saskatoon is not it's a very cold place. Could you imagine? Then my first landing is Saskatoon. We experience minus 50. But beloved in the Lord, if God calls you, God will provide. Amen? God will provide good body condition. You know, the Lord adjusts my physical condition. My skin and everything provide. Why? Because He's the one who called you. So blessing of wisdom, blessing of protection and deliverance. Amen. We can able to survive 2024. When we shut out, when we count down 10, 9, 8, 7, then New Year. Praise the Lord, we can able to surpass 2024. Now it's 2025. Why? Because of God's protection and deliverance. Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know, beloved in the Lord, that's only our guarantee, the protection of God. We don't know how long we will stay in Toronto. But as far as God will protect us, we will stay in Toronto. Of course, I'm a missionary church planter. I told to our congregation always, maybe I will only pastoring you for 5 years or 6 years. Then we will plant again another church. Because what I said before, the need of the church, the need of the world is the gospel. And who knows, one of the congregation here will be called by the Lord to be a missionary. Amen? No, amen? Amen. We need more preachers. We need more pastors. We need more missionaries. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. You know, beloved in the Lord, this coming February 4, God willing, one of the group of missionaries, they invited me to visit Guadalajara, Mexico. And they provide everything, Pastor. Accommodation, airfare, and everything. Just to see the ministry in Guadalajara, Mexico, because Mexico is also need the gospel. Of course, every country need the gospel. India, Philippines, Canadian, America, Germany, every nation. Because the problem of this world is the lostness of the soul. That's why I covet your prayers every day. Pray for one nation. I encourage you every day to pray one nation or five nations. There are 165, I think, nations we have. So I encourage you, beloved in the Lord, to pray for one nation every day. One nation like America or USA, Canada, Africa, Singapore, 165. But God will send missionaries to that nation. Amen? Because we need the gospel. They need the gospel. And that is our duty, beloved in the Lord. It's not Pastor Steve and Brother Orias. If you are a believer, if you are a professing Christian, your responsibility is to preach the gospel. To share the gospel. You are a missionary in your workplace. You are the light of the soul wherever you are working. In the school, in the workplace, wherever you are, every people you meet, they need the gospel. Very clear in Romans 10, how can they hear without the preacher? Beloved in the Lord, praise God, God save us. But we need also to pass that good news to others. Do you believe that every second 168,000 go to hell without Christ every second? We start here 10 a.m. Now it's 12. How many souls now in hell? And what is hell? Hell is a place of torment. Hell is a place of ones that die at night. And praise God, somebody shared to us the gospel. Me, a pastor shared to me the gospel way back 1982. Sister Joy, when she was 16 years old. I don't know what is your experience. We don't know how old are you when you heard first the gospel. But praise the Lord, you got saved. Amen? That's why we need to pass the gospel to others. But beloved, you need to be courageous to share the good news of salvation. The question is, I'm not putting guilt feeling here now, just to challenge, when is the last time we share the good news? When is the last time we give gospel tracts? When is the last time we pray for these lost souls? When is the last time we pray for unsaved loved ones? There are lots of unchurched, and unsaved. And praise the Lord, you have a building here. You have a local church. Do you believe that there is a place that they have no local church like North Korea and some Arab countries, but still worshiping the Lord? Blessing of protection and deliverance. Blessings of peace and contentment. Amen? You can able to speak even in the church that is peaceful or peace. Peace and contentment. God promised to give us peace and contentment if we trust Him. Open your Bible, please, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Notice here, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard, your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. This verse reminds us that true peace and contentment can only be found in relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It reminds us that peace is not something that can be fully understood or explained by human reasoning, but it is a gift from God that guards our hearts and mind. We cannot understand what is the meaning of peace, but only God will give us this kind of peace. What is peace? We have peace of God. There are two kinds of peace, peace with God and peace of God. If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have peace of God. And then as a believer, there are lots of troubles, but you are assured that God will not leave you. You have peace with God. There are lots somewhere out there. They are convinced the Lord. If you are a believer, we have the peace of God. Amen? We have contentment. You know, beloved in the Lord, John 14:27 said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And of course, the other blessings that we have, the most blessing that we receive is what? Eternal blessing or eternal security. Amen? The time we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, we are not perfect. But if you accept really the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, God will give you eternal security. In 1 John 5, what is our verse? This is the record, verse 11-13, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Praise the Lord for eternal security. Of course, while we are here in earth, we will experience trouble, challenge, persecution, everything. But don't be afraid. God is with us. You know, when I see this local church, I see the God's hand in this local church. Praise the Lord for your pastor. He will keep on doing the ministry. They're not easy to handle the church. There are lots of frustration. There are lots of discouragement. But praise God. God give us strength, encouragement to continue in the ministry. I've been a preacher for 30, my remember, my, no, 37. Miss Joy is my memory, okay? Would you imagine I've been preaching the word of God for 37 years by God's grace? You know, but honestly, I'm still excited. The excitement is still here in my heart. When I was a preacher, when I was 25 years old, until now, the excitement I have when I was 25 years old, honestly, I'm still in my heart. Excitement to preach the Word of God. So, beloved in the Lord, what other blessing? Family blessing. You have a family. You have a church family. Amen? You know, beloved in the Lord, there are lots of people out there. They have no family. You know, I have no sister and brother, but I found my family in a local church. That's also the place when I met Sister Joy. We are a young people before, serving the Lord. I remember the time. This is not a joke. This is a story. I like to sing. I want to be a member of the choir. So my pastor said, if you want to be a member of the choir, just ask the music director and have a, what we call that? Rehearsal. So I go to a music director. I told the director, I want to be a member of the choir. I want to sing for the Lord. Okay. This is a hymnal. Choose one of the song and then sing. I choose Amazing Grace. Then when she heard my voice, she said, you know, Brother Orias, it's good that you want to sing in a choir, but remember there are lots of ministry here. You can clean the floor. Never say you're not qualified, but she said, you can clean the floor. Okay, maybe I can clean the floor, okay? So I'm not part of the choir, I clean the floor. And Sister Joy also, she wants to sing. She is also a young people before. So she also come to the music director and said, she said, I want also to be a member of the choir. And say, okay, let's please sing. And Sister Joy sing. And the choir conductor said, Miss Joy, there are lots of ministry. Maybe you can buy the flower for the church. So her ministry is to buy the flower. Me, I need to clean the floor. So, my God, we are the flowers and the floor. Floor and the flowers. And the Lord, that's why the Lord give us, become a partner. She bought a flower and I cleaned the floor, okay? The floor and the flowers, okay? But you know, the Lord give us singers with all of my children are singers, amen? I'm a singer, but my children are singers, amen? So you know, beloved in the Lord, there are lots of ministry in the church. You can volunteer, you can ask pastor. Maybe you can give gospel tracts every day. Maybe you can invite friends. So beloved in the Lord, blessings. God receive us blessings. And if we will again open our Bible here in Ephesians 1, I will close this. And the blessing that we receive, there are lots of blessings here. And one of the blessings here is what? Is spiritual blessing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings and in heavenly places. Verse 4, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So beloved in the Lord, it is good that God chosen us. How you are chosen. God has chosen you and me before the foundation of the world. We are not the last pickup. All of us is a first pickup, not last. You are special chosen. We are chosen by God. Chosen us for his divine purpose and plan. Chosen you and me in Christ, for Christ. For a divine purpose. And that is the good news. Colossians 1:16, for by him we all things created are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. The reason why we are here, because of him. The reason why we are sharing the gospel, because of Jesus Christ. So we are special. We have the reason why we still exist. You know, the reason why we are still exist, because God has a special purpose for each and every one of us. So don't be discouraged. Don't feel that you are alone. God has a divine purpose for you and me. Why? Because before the foundation of the world, God chosen us. And that is a good news. Satan wants to discourage us, to divide us, to destroy us. God wants to destroy the plan of God, the eternal plan of God. Remember, beloved in the Lord, God has an eternal plan for you and me. That's why Satan wants to stop that. Satan wants to destroy that. Because confusion and fear. But don't forget, before the foundation of the world, He chose you for His purpose and plan or divine purpose. Cheer up. God loves you. Your family, every one of us. That's why always be strong in the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And one day, we will receive a reward. And God said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Remember, beloved in the Lord, as I close, everything here in earth is temporal. Our car, our houses, our ATM, our money in the bank, all is temporal. Let us invest in eternal investment. And that is the Word of God. That's why I encourage you, beloved in the Lord, keep on, attend church, read your Bible, pray every day, and of course, share the gospel. Not only to the Jews, but all nations. These people need the gospel of salvation. Again, before the foundation of the world, God chosen us. So don't be discouraged. Don't allow Satan will distract you. We are already victorious. Victory in Jesus. Amen? He just only discouraging us. But we are already victorious if Christ is in your heart. But if not, I encourage you to accept Christ in your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. But if you really saved now, the only thing you can do now as a believer, become a follower of Jesus Christ. The word follower means you are following His word, serving God, and obeying His command. Because it's a very different between believers and followers, or believers and disciple. Disciple means mathetes, the one who learns, the one who follows, the one who obeys. Many Christians, they're only believers. They stop being a believer. They never grow. God never using them. But don't allow that. Believer and become a follower of Jesus Christ. Remember, it is a big difference between believers and disciples. Believers, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you are a believer. But if you are a disciple or followers, you are following the Word of God. You are abiding the Word of God. If ye abide in my Word and my Word abide in you, then ye are my what? Disciple. Mathetes. The one who learns, the one who grows, the one who shares. So, God wants us to become a followers, not only a believer. So, praise God. Before the foundation of the world, God chosen you. God bless you. Let us pray. May I request to please stand up and let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Abba Father, God of Israel, thank you, Lord, for your message. You know their hearts. You know their present situation. And Lord, I pray that you will help them. And help them, Lord, to recognize that before the foundation of the world, you chosen us. Satan wants to destroy your plan. Satan wants to destroy the eternal plan for each and every one of us. Please help us, Lord, to maintain our service to you, to maintain our love. Lord, I pray for this congregation. Thank you, Lord, for their presence. I pray that you will help them, their families, their loved ones, and especially, Lord, their unsaved loved ones. And give us, Lord, courage to share the gospel wherever you bring us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Steve and his wife. Continue to use them, Lord, mightily, and bless your people here in Faith Baptist Church. Bless your word, convict them, and Lord, continue to use us in your mighty ways. This is all our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen.